Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Women's professional wrestling. Tony Khan. It's now or never. WWE. It's time to let the future prosper. You're about to hear a wrestling fan talk about women's wrestling. You're going to hear a wrestling fan who's very passionate about women's wrestling and wants women's wrestling to thrive. This is not me attacking women's wrestling in any derogatory way. That is not what we're doing right now. I am here to give you guys my opinions on the landscape of women's wrestling. So tap in. Go grab some earphones, some headphones, and enjoy the audio. Because you're going to be listening to a damn good audio on women's wrestling. Now, why did I specifically put that title in there? Tony Khan, it's now or never. WWE, it's time to let the future prosper. Because I have two companies, or I'm watching two companies book women's wrestling totally different. One company has always been a fan of women's wrestling with the previous administration. Not really digging women's wrestling all that well. The new administration in WWE with Paul Levesque, Triple H, and his team, they love women's wrestling. It's a process. And that's what I want people to really understand. It's a process in this game. You don't get anywhere by cheating. You don't get anywhere by rushing things. You take your time. We live in a wrestling community space where people want instant gratification. That's always confused me. I'm not like that. What do I mean, instant gratification? For example, people want Mercedes Moné on TV. What's going on here and there about her? I will get to her when I get to the portion of AEW. But my point is, they want instant gratification. They just want her on TV. You got to wait for the plan to be in effect first. It has to make sense. That's why she hasn't appeared for this long. It's all about the game plan and how you execute it. WWE. The WWE and their women's division is very good. Very good. They got some players in the women's division. Let's get that out of the way right now. They got some players. They got Tiffany Stratton. They just signed Jade Cargill. They just re-signed Naomi. They got Mia Yim. You got Liv Morgan. You got Nia Jax. You got Bianca Belair. You got Rhea Ripley. And then you got the GOATs, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Bayley, who've been holding the fort down. I didn't forget about Io Sky. Io Sky's been on a run with that women's championship, and she has been doing a tremendous job. Personally, one of my favorites to watch has always been Io Sky. You got good players like Dakota Kai, Shotzi Blackheart. You got the veteran like Natalia. You got people in the women's division. Then you got someone like a Tiffany Stratton coming out of the scene, hitting heavy. And that women's Royal Rumble, to me, solidified that women's wrestling in WWE is going to be perfectly fine for a very long time now. I have been wanting WWE to implement a women's mid-card championship, a women's intercontinental championship. Always won it. This is well documented. They do need to create that, and I think they are going to create that. It's just, when are they going to announce it? That is what I'm wondering. Because you have to bring in a mid-card championship. People can have their opinions, and that's cool. But I'm here on my show giving you guys my opinion. You have a different opinion? Let me know. Jot down in the comment section on YouTube. Let me know how you feeling about it. Do you want a women's mid-card championship? I feel like they need it because you have so many women in the pipeline right now. Like, it's crazy. The future of women's wrestling is so bright. Got Bianca, got Rhea. You got Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez, Tiffany Stratton. And you signed a woman that I think is going to be the head of that entire future of women's wrestling in Jade Cargill. WWE is playing it perfect with Jade Cargill. They aren't rushing her at all. And, you know, many fans have this perception, oh, she's not ready. How do you know she's not ready? The only thing we've seen of her was that Royal Rumble appearance. And let me tell you something. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Jade Cargill not only showed up, but she showed out in that Women's Royal Rumble. She didn't give away too much, but she didn't give away too little either. It was picture perfect. She's going to thrive in WWE. I don't need to say any of, mark my words, or I guarantee, I don't need to say any of those things. I'm getting away from those innuendos. Like, I don't need y'all to know that I really feel that way and I'm going to stamp my approval on it. I don't need to stamp shit. I know from what I'm watching and from what I've seen from Jade Cargill, this woman is going to be the future of the women's division, along with a Tiffany Stratton. Watch out for those two. Did you guys know, if you guys watched the Super Bowl last night, we've seen a commercial with Jade Cargill. They could have gave it to anybody else. But no, Jade Cargill was in that. What does that tell you? And for the people that are going to wonder if I'm going to be animated or anything like that, I like to kind of split. I want to save the animation and the anger and the screaming and stuff for when I talk about a pay-per-view. If I talk about a weekly show. But I want to save those for special occasions. For the most part, if you're on YouTube with topics like this and many other topics that I'm just going to out of nowhere feel like, you know what, I want to do a podcast on, you're going to hear me be mellow. My voice is loud because I want to make sure you guys hear everything that I'm saying. But for the most part, it's going to be somber, respectful, laid back. I want y'all to really picture you laying back right now with your headphones, earphones, you got your wine, you feel me? And I want you to just listen to a great podcast. That is what I want to bring to the table. But continuing on, just in case people are wondering why I'm so just light, I'm not going in heavy, because I want to distinguish when I really scream and be animated for when I cover the pay-per-views of the weekly shows and stuff. So then when I do interviews and, you know, couple episodes here and there where I have a topic that I want to talk about, like this one, because I will be doing more of these. So be tuned for that. Jade Cargill is a big star. We know that, right? Her presentation has been incredible. WWE has done her no wrong. They have been presenting her the right way. Women's wrestling in WWE is very, it's okay. It could be the best, but it's okay. My main concern for a while now, for a couple years, is that with the previous administration, you got to start booking more women outside of Bianca Belair, outside of a Charlotte Flair, outside of a Becky Lynch, a Bayley, Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks when she was there, outside of those girls, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, outside of those girls, you got to start booking new women. We've got it from time to time, but the previous administration would always go with the try and true. They would always go for a Charlotte Flair because they can depend on Charlotte Flair. They could depend on a Bianca Belair. They could depend on a Becky Lynch or a Bayley or Sasha Banks when she was there. They could depend on someone like that to be like, if anything goes wrong, I could depend on these girls to bring it home for us. Asuka, same way. I can trust these women to bring it home for me. You got to start taking risks. You got to start taking chances. Triple H has done a great job. He's building. I'm a long gamer, right? Like The Rock said, I'm a long gamer. I like to build. That's what Paul Levesque is doing. He's a creator. He's a long gamer. And he wants to build. Women's wrestling is taking precedent. If you guys aren't watching or paying attention, start paying attention. And if you are, let me know if you think in the comments on the video on YouTube. Let me know if you guys agree with me when it comes to the women's wrestling scene in WWE is even better where it was previously. Let me know. I'm interested for you guys' response to that. But women's wrestling, I feel like it's in a safe space. And women like Tiffany Stratton, Roxanne Perez, and especially Jade Cargill, they're not going to pressure a Jade Cargill. They're not. You don't need to pressure someone like that. To me personally, they're strapping the rocket to her. She's going to be the face of women's wrestling in WWE for many years to come. Why are you rushing? WWE made a mistake when rushing Roman Reigns when he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready, and they rushed him. This was the previous administration. Vince ultimately got his say-so, but Roman wanted to turn heel, and he did, and we got what we're getting right now, gold. We're going to get the same thing with Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is going to be the face of women's wrestling for many years to come, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what you think. Jade Cargill will be the face or one of the faces of women's wrestling in WWE. And it's amazing to see. So we got to be patient. In this game in pro wrestling, we got to be patient. And many fans with the women's division, you got to be patient. Yes, Triple H has his favorites. Absolutely everybody has their favorites. Let's not kid ourselves here. But Triple H is willing to give other people an opportunity that the previous administration didn't give a damn to give an opportunity to because they kept going to the same girls. Nothing I'm saying here is out of pocket or out of tone or out of character. I'm telling the truth. The future of WWE is extremely bright. Look at the women on NXT as well. I mean, it's so bright. It's actually shocking how bright women's wrestling is if everybody plays their role. And if everybody not only plays their role, but they play a part in creating and found and a new foundation of this new era of women's wrestling in the WWE. You know, women's revolution has always been tentified in the previous administration. The Four Horsewomen started it. I'm telling you now, you have so many women in the pipeline. You really do. And who was going to eventually lead that? I mean, let's be real. Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. Those two are leading it right now as the new generation. Got Tiffany Stratton. You got Cora Jade. You got Roxanne Perez. You got Jade Cargill, who will eventually lead in the front with the ladies that I just mentioned. You also have Nikita Lyons coming up in the ranks. You have these other women in NXT. The women's division is going to be perfectly fine. It's about patience and it's about time. Timing is everything. Timing is everything in this life. So be patient when it comes to the WWE. They do need to introduce a mid-card championship. I still believe they need to get rid of the women's tag team championships because I just am getting really sick and tired of makeshift tag teams and just tag teams coming together for the sake of just coming together for the sake of having a women's tag team division. I'm not a fan of that. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. They're not getting rid of it. It's cool. But I know people want more for the women's division. And listen, I say what I say and I mean what I say. I don't want anybody to take that out of context. The Evolution pay-per-view was a disaster. Those numbers were terrible. You don't need an Evolution pay-per-view. You know what WWE Triple H should go back and bring? The Mae Young Classic. Make it an annual thing like you did before. That was tremendous. You had people that never had that type of spotlight before given an opportunity to shine and showcase Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Piper Niven, other women that were in that tournament that are in WWE now. And they're doing a tremendous job. I think we need to get something like that to be resurrected in this new version of WWE and have it be an annual thing. An annual thing. Yes, you're using the women you still have now in NXT, but have them participate. Go out and ask for, TNA or AEW, just the new women that, you know, want to be in this tournament to really shine and showcase. Sign women that we've never seen before. We never heard of them before. Give them an opportunity. Give opportunity to women that really aren't fortunate to get an opportunity like this. Have fun with it. I think a Mae Young Classic annual thing being a reality, I think it should happen, but we will see. We'll see what happens. I'm just throwing out as an idea. So WWE is in good hands. They got a lot of people. The women's division is flourishing. Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, it's their time. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Bayley, they've always been there. They're always going to get their flowers. Io Sky is doing a tremendous job as women's champion. She's getting her flowers just due. Dakota Kai, please don't sleep on Dakota Kai. I hope Dakota Kai is given more of an opportunity. Same with Mia Yim. Same with, you know, Nia Jax, given more of an opportunity. These women are thriving, and it's the women's division has a lot of promise. You have a lot of players. Liv Morgan came back. Naomi came back home. So there's a lot of women that are going to get opportunities, and I know you have the two women's championships and you have the tag team championships. But Paul Levesque needs to really introduce a mid-card championship, and I'm going to continue to preach that gospel until it happens. Do I think it's going to happen? I do think it's going to happen because you just need to give women more of an opportunity. If not, if you don't want to bring in a mid-card championship, I get it. Have little rivalry feuds here and there. earn a number one contendership for one of the women's championships, actually have a tag team division that you actually care about and you want to invest your time into. I think it's a good idea. It's a good idea. And especially with the women's division, I think there should be a ranking system for the two women's championships. Again, I would get rid of the tag team championship in general, but if you want to have that, that's fine. And then the mid-card championship. If you're not fighting for the tag team titles, if you're not fighting for the two women's championships, you're fighting for that mid-card title. Have the mid-card title float between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Have NXT include that. Make it fun. I like it. Let me know what you guys think in the comments down below on YouTube about this idea. Now, it's time for the second portion of the podcast to be dedicated to AEW. I'm going to be real as I can with you guys. I don't want to crap on Tony Khan. I don't want to shit on Tony Khan. But I'm here to warn Tony Khan. This is it, bro. This is it. It's now or never. When I put that title on there for the podcast, I wasn't playing around. It's now or never. This is it. And this is women's wrestling related. You signed Mariah May. Phenomenal talent. Beautiful woman. Gorgeous woman. She's doing great things. That storyline with Toni Storm, I'm loving it. You signed Deonna Purrazzo. Love Deonna Purrazzo. One of the most respected women in this game. She's going to do wonders in AEW. You got Athena, though. And what's frustrating to me is you have this woman dominating the ROH scene in the women's division. That's phenomenal, man. That's really great. But please listen to what I'm going to tell you. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit about ROH. They just don't. Yeah, people watch it, but I'm telling you right now, that's not a vast majority of people. And Athena is going out there and doing great work. I don't watch Ring of Honor. I don't. So I don't know what she's really doing. I keep up with it on social media, but I don't know what she's really doing. I know she's had the title for so long, but nobody cares because she's not on AEW Collision. And she's not on Dynamite. I don't know what the problem is. Tony Khan, you need to rectify that, bro. What is wrong with you? You need to get a talent like Athena on Dynamite, on Collision. It looks like you are trying to build the women's division to be the best in the game. And you're sort of there, especially with the acquisition I'm about to talk about. Whoo! That one's going to get juicy. Trust me. But you have Athena there. Put her on Collision. Put her on Dynamite. Like, what are you thinking? You got Mariah May. Mariah May has been doing an amazing job. She's an amazing professional wrestler. Same with Deonna Purrazzo. You got Toni Storm. You got Thunder Rosa, she's back. Where's Thunder Rosa? Jamie Hayter is going to be returning soon, and I cannot wait for Jamie Hayter to come back. She was the saving grace before Toni Storm kind of took off. Jamie Hayter had the women's division on her back before, you know, she got injured, and they had to kind of rely on Toni Storm to carry it. You got Sky Blue. Sky Blue is a future pillar of that women's division. She's progressing every single week. And Julia Hart. Julia Hart is going to be a future AEW Women's Champion. Her presentation is remarkable. Her presentation is one of the best in the game, bar none. Her wrestling ability, she's getting so much better. She's getting better with the in-ring psychology. Same with Sky Blue. When those two women really get their package together, it's going to be amazing to see. You got those two women. along with all the other women I mentioned. You got Britt Baker, DMD. When is she coming back? I can't wait to see what she has coming for her. You got Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb just recently came back. Can't wait to see what she's going to bring to the table. Ruby Soho. I mean, come on, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Chris Statlander as well. You got people. So let's not act kind of funny. Let's not act funny. Like, oh, they ain't got no... No, they got people. They do. They don't have the one. And Soraya, I love Soraya. She's not the one. She's not there all the time. Maybe that was in her contract. And that's totally fine. I don't want her to get hurt again. I love Soraya. I'm happy she's wrestling. But she's on sporadic appearances. She only appears when it's appropriate, when it calls for it. They don't have someone right now that's really holding the fort down to an extent on the level of Soraya. I love Toni Storm. I think Toni Storm's doing an amazing job, but she's not marketable on the level of a big name like Soraya. Let's keep it 1,000. Let's not lie right now. She's not. All right? She's not a Britt Baker. She's not. You know who is, though? You know who's going to bring the women's division to relevancy? Really? Especially because she has the backing of an entire women's division who's doing an amazing job right now. And you signed Deonna Purrazzo and Mariah May. They're going to play a big part. It's not announced yet, but we know what's coming. March 13th. Get ready. Mercedes Moné will be making her AEW debut imminently, aka on March 13th, 2024, in Boston, Massachusetts, in the TD Garden. My girl is actually going to be on national TV again. I can't wait. I'm genuinely excited. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm nervous as hell. This is it. This is it. You're not going to get another acquisition on the level of a Mercedes Moné. Is she going to make a big difference? I'm a big fan of Mercedes Moné. But no, she's not. She'll be hot for a couple months. But that paint is going to wear off. And when it wears off, where is she going to be creatively? And where's the women's division going to be creatively? Tony Khan, this is it, bro. This is it on a bigger scale. Bigger scale. You know what's crazy to me is I thought Soraya was going to be the one that eventually led to AEW really caring about women's wrestling. Nah, that wasn't the case. You know the reality of the situation. Tony Khan doesn't really care about women's wrestling as much as we all think he does. You know, now he does, which that's not a good look. Because Deonna Purrazzo is on the free agent market. Oh, we got to get Deonna Purrazzo. Let me get a little extra right now. Because Deonna Purrazzo's out there, we got to go get Deonna Purrazzo. Because we don't want her to go to WWE. Mariah May, we don't want her to go to WWE. We got to go get her. And Mercedes Moné, come on, bro. She's already been signed with AEW a while ago. They were just waiting for the opportunistic time to bring her in. Y'all don't know that. She's already been signed. It's about timing and patience. Now, here is where I'm going to just really nail it home to you guys. And I'm going to nail it to Tony Khan. How you doing? I'm going to repeat this when she actually appears. When she actually appears, I'm going to repeat this again. happy than pig and shit about Mercedes Moné. I'm so excited. I really am. I'm nervous, though. There's no way you bring in someone that is a game changer for your women's division like Mercedes Moné is, and you have nothing for her. There's no way. We are in February. She's coming in March. Tony Khan, I'm telling you right now. Period. By August, if you're already kind of not booking her properly, we have a problem, bro. We have a serious problem. I've talked to a few people and they flat out said to me, because they're big Mercedes Moné fans, Sasha Banks fans, and they said flat out, if Tony Khan screws up this opportunity with Mercedes Moné, they are done with AEW altogether. They're done. Because they're not going to trust him anymore. This is it. This is it. You need to do what you have to do and keep it pushing, TK. You're not getting another... All the free agents, you have most of them. You have most of them. Some of them are in WWE. There ain't no more free agents, bro. You took the biggest fish in the women's wrestling scene. You took the biggest fish. You don't know what to do with that fish? Bro, you tripping. So this is it. This is it. You either get on the pan and cook, or you gonna leave that damn food in the oven for too long and you gonna burn the damn thing. If you burn Mercedes Moné, bro, there's no coming back from that. All the trust, all of that innuendo BS, bro, all that bullshit out the window. Gone. All the trust that I had for you, gone. You cannot screw this up. You can't. There's no way, bro. There's no way. Yeah, there is a way. They could screw it up. He could screw it up. You got to have a plan for these people, because it just seems like you just want to bring her in and not have a plan for her. You can't do that. You have to have a plan. And it seems like you do, because you could have debuted her a long time ago. And I firmly believe she would have been in AEW a long time ago. I know she was hurt and stuff, but you still could have debuted her. The Vince McMahon stuff happened, and I guess she was supposed to be appearing a while ago. But now she's going to appear on March 13th. It's put up or shut up, Tony Khan. You need to do what you do, because you have a great women's roster. This could be one of the best women's rosters in the world today, with the franchise player on center stage. Come on, man, make it happen. There's so much pressure on you, it's not even funny. Not just by me, but many other people. It's put up or shut up, bro. You need to do what you do. Either that, or give creative to somebody else. If you think you cannot book the women's division properly, you need to give the women's division to somebody else, and all you're doing is just yes or no. You're the final say. That's it. That's it. Because this is getting tired, bro. This is getting tired. And as a Mercedes Moné fan, don't screw this up, bro. Don't screw this up. Mercedes Moné easily has the greatest fan base in pro wrestling today. Pro wrestling, period. I'm going to put me in there because I'm a fan of hers. We are the most loyal people in and around the wrestling community. Don't screw us around. So watch out, bro. Watch out. You got to deal with the fans that, you know, are fans of AEW and they love Mercedes and, you know, they were a fan of her in WWE. But then you got to deal with the real hardcore, passionate fans of Mercedes Moné. They're going to screw you up. You can't really do good with social media, bro. On the press conference and stuff, you say some wild stuff. So you better watch out. Get prepared. Because if you screw up Mercedes Moné, we're going to have a serious problem. I have faith that he's not going to do that. Why would he? Ego? Maybe. I got Mercedes Moné. You don't. Nah, man. Nobody cares about that. You got the woman. You got the queen herself. Treat her like the queen that she is. Treat her like the megastar, this generational superstar that she is. They come a dime a dozen, bro. They don't come around. WWE's got a couple of them in, over there. They got a couple of them. You ain't got a lot of them in your company, bro. And one of them's willing to come over here. I'm talking about the women. You got one of them coming to your company. Don't screw this up. Don't. WWE's got a lot of them. Tiffany Stratton, Roxanne Perez, Cora Jade, Nikita Lyons, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Jade Cart. They got people. You had Jade and then she went over there. But they got a lot of them. They got a lot of main event megastars over there. You ain't got that much, bro. Let's keep it a 1,000. You ain't got a lot of them, bro. So you need to step up. Book Mercedes Moné. And book her like a serious deal. Have her be on Dynamite every week. Treat her special. Have her wrestle from time to time on Dynamite and Collision. I don't want her to just mainly be an attraction. She is an attraction, but she needs to be a little bit more of an attraction. Do not put her in pointless feuds. That's what I'm worried about. He's going to put her in pointless matches that mean absolutely nothing. There's no story. Man, screw that. Screw that. Like I said, guys, I'm getting a little animated because I'm just nervous. Because I have a feeling, a hunch, that he's going to screw this up. And I don't want that to happen. Have a plan in place. Know what you're doing. Have storylines. Have actual characters. She's not going to go over there and waste her time. She's not. I don't know her. But just from the interviews I've heard of her and stuff, she's not a woman that's going to waste her time. Period. You need to know what you're doing with her. Don't waste her time. Because then you're going to piss off the audience. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Play the game smart. Play chess, not checkers. Simple. And we'll all be happy. But ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Thank you guys again for tuning in to the Wrestling Takeover. Now, before we go, I do want to talk to you guys about something. This is a pretty long one. Just kind of wanted to write this to you guys and let you know what you guys can really look forward to on the Wrestling Takeover if you're just coming to find the Wrestling Takeover podcast and trying to figure out who I am and what I'm about, why I'm doing this and stuff like that. So you guys know I'm Jordan Turner, so we know that. I wanted to say to you guys, and I actually wrote it in my notes, so a script, right? Rereading the script. So this is what it says. Thank you for tuning in. Here on YouTube and other audio platforms, the Wrestling Takeover will mainly be focusing on WWE content. So majority of the content will be WWE based. I will dabble in some AEW and other promotions as well. The majority of the content will be related to WWE because majority of the people solely watch WWE, and that is what I mainly want to focus my brand and my show on. The numbers that WWE articulates, I want to get that as well. So I'm going to mainly focus on WWE content. I want you all to enjoy what you hear. I want to bring you all the passion, creativity, and the perspective that you all can relate to. I want to have you all understand where I'm coming from and why I say the things that I say and mean what I say. I want to grow this brand into a well-known phenomenon. I will give you all all the new stories, interviews, reactions, reviews, and so many more. The show has been built on the back of me being real, honest, creative, and passionate. We're all fans and can appreciate the art form of professional wrestling. I know we differ from time to time with views and opinions, but at the end of the day, as long as we respect each other, we're all going to win and be happy at the end of the day. I want everyone to leave listening to my show saying, quote, "I'm going to come back and subscribe. I like what this guy is saying, and I appreciate what he brings to the table." Close quote. I appreciate everyone who's already supported me and who will continue to support me. For the new listeners joining the family, grab a seat, grab some earphones, and enjoy the best audio podcast in the game today. This has been the Wrestling Takeover. Nothing but hard work. And as we know, for hard work, it pays off. So I appreciate everybody. And thank you for wanting to subscribe to the Podcast J Show right here on the Wrestling Takeover. I'll see you guys next time.
Put 5 years of grind into anything without making a quarter.
Right.
Don't even start.
Right.
Don't even start. Right. Because sometimes it takes that long to get over.